Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number three. One of our little resident researchers who pops by on a routine basis is Kevin Smith. And since I've been talking about DynCorp, he remembered when I was on the TV show 4 or 5 years ago covering Soldier of Fortune news articles. They were really one of the only mainstream media sources, if you can call them that, to pick up on the news inside the U.S. of DynCorp systematically kidnapping women and children by the hundreds of thousands. And now we have the governor of Illinois going public. We have major newspapers writing about it, saying, where are the kids? What's going on? I mean, this is a big deal, folks. We'll have a national manhunt for one child, but it's just, the government's doing it. Leave it. Hundreds of thousands, no big deal. We should trust the government to take our freedoms. So that's coming up in about 30 minutes. I want to take your calls, get into a bunch of other news. But right now, let's go back to Canyon in Texas. Canyon, you were bringing up, saying you believe in Jesus, you're a Christian, but then you see other Christians beating you over the head with their particular sex views. And the reason you have all these sects is because somebody wants to be a leader, and so they break off to go create, generally, it's not always, sometimes it's for the best, but they go break off so they can be their own leader, and then that grows, and somebody else wants to break off with their own group, and so you got a break of a break of a break of a break of a break. Instead of just being Bible-believing, and again, now this will turn into some big debate, which I don't want to do. That's why I just cover the news. But I'm trying to get at what you're saying.
Yes, that's right. That is truly sickening that all these people want to just create their own groups, and then they come up with all these false doctrines. So I've started thinking that maybe the thing I need to do is simply research exactly what Jesus said and believe in that, and then...
Well, that's what Christ said. He said, don't listen to all those religious experts up on the hill telling you how good they are and how you're bad. I mean, so many people come up to me and say, I'm a Christian. Well, okay, well, good. Well, are you? Well, yes. Well, how do I know you are? Well, just listen, I'm not going to get into some kind of weird, you got to judge a tree by its fruits. And, take the 700 Club. They do so many good things. They have so many nice stories. But still, he tells you that biometrics is good and taking a microchip isn't bad and Bush is good and the war on terror is good and the government's good. And now 700 Club 10 years ago was totally different. Now you watch it, it's, oh, look at this family. They believed in God, so they won $1 million on the game show. It's, pray to God and you'll find a pot of gold. Well, God isn't a leprechaun. And or a slot machine, and I just don't know what to say. I mean, it's like a bunch of voodoo now.
Right on, yeah. I'd like to talk about education and psychotropic drugs.
Sure, go ahead. You got about a minute.
All right. Let's see. I am legally blind, and throughout my education, I guess for about 2.5 to 3 years, I was sitting in a room listening to some cartoon with no real educational value, of course. And then in one case, the principal banned me from using a braille writer, what I used to actually write things down. And so there's some gaps in my education, and I'm just wondering what I might do about that. I want to be a programmer, but with my math skills not being so good, it just gets in the way. And I've always considered you a hero, so I wonder what your take is on that.
Well, I mean, I'm not good at math or complex algorithms, so I'm not going to go try to be a computer programmer. There are so many things you can do, and I would go with what you have a passion for, and I honor you for, trying to work and trying to have a job if you're blind or visually impaired. And so, I mean, I don't think I can really give you, advice on what you're doing, but I think that, try being an artist. Say, a blind artist. If this is what my mind sees, and this is what I'm painting on the canvas, and I don't know what it looks like, but I think if you go out and get a few news articles written about you, you start making about $1 million a year. There's an idea for you. Watercolors. A blind man doing watercolors. I think I'd buy one.
All right, cool. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. I mean, you never know what it is you have to do or what your calling is. Maybe your calling is to go preach to people on the side of the street. Who knows? Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, release pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Mama. Dun, 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 dun. Boy, you know I'm not focused and out of control when I'm like humming along to the music. Ira Haynes, Ira Haynes. Don't call him drunken Iron Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not to the whiskey drinking Indian or the Marine who went to war. All right, now I'm really torturing everybody. Ira Haynes, Ira Haynes. I could sing it better in the shower. Don't call him drunken Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore. Not to the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine who went to war. All right, I'm going to stop singing the Johnny Cash first line there for you. That's what folks tune in for, though. I got to have a steam valve somewhere, folks, dealing with all this serious stuff. We're going to talk about Dyncorp, the pit of hell demons that will pay. Now, that's coming up, and kind of do a retrospective of some of their past criminal activities from mainstream news that people seem to not want to know about. So that's why you're going to hear about it. I'm going to take a bunch of your calls. I'm going to move to you quickly because I really want to hear from everybody. And the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike. And, Mike, where are you calling us from today?
pile of papers. So I'll probably see you maybe like 2 or 3 hours.
He's having a conversation, hearing. Let's just put him back on hold. Oh, man. What happens is they get to listening on the Internet, which has like a minute or two-minute delay sometimes, and or on a station with a delay, and then they... we'll go back to Mike in a minute. Let's talk to Walt in Michigan. Walt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I wanted to bring a subject up, and it needs to, I think it needs to be addressed, because Daryl Everhart's been calling in and talking to you about the Catholic Church, and I think it'd be an excellent in their part in this new world order. And I think it ought to be discussed openly, because really they are the biggest player on the block. They've got one of the largest intelligence-gathering organizations in the world. They've got their people in government everywhere. And I'm not talking about the average Catholic now. I'm talking about political leaders and people that are in positions of power.
Well, you know, people have called before. I think you've called before. And there is a caller named Daryl who calls about it sometimes to the show and other shows.
Huh?
And you can talk right now. I mean, so...
Well, I tell you what, Alex. I've been learning about this for about the last 4 months or so. And I picked up quite a bit and a lot of bits and pieces that I haven't had for the last 25 years.
Well, you know, sir, I never get on air and say that I think the program's run by Jews.
No,
Let me just finish. Let me just finish. Or that it's run all by Catholics, or that it's run all by, I mean, it's run by a secret society that is in control of most major organizations. And obviously it's in control of the Catholic Church with Ratzinger running around, now Benedict, fitting name, running around telling us a New World Order is good.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't need to, obviously, it's no secret.
Well, there's something, most people, and I didn't know just how big a part that they played in all this and what they
I disagree with, I've actually read a lot of those books and looked at it. I disagree. I think their power has lessened, actually. I think
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, one question I want to ask you first. What was Adam Weishaupt? What did he do? Do you know what
he was a Jesuit about? Professor at Ingolstadt University.
That's right. He taught Catholic Church canon law. He was still working for the Catholic Church and started the Illuminati. Now, if the Catholic Church is not the primary player in the block, how come all the people that were involved in Washington, D.C., including the landowners that donated the land that the White House sits on, including the guy named Pope, who owned the land where Washington, D.C. itself sits, his name, you know, he was also Roman Catholic. The Carroll family were the ones that were primarily involved in financing and setting up Washington, D.C., including the guy that did all the paintings in
well,
the
let me ask you a question. Are you saying Jacksonian America was bad? Are you saying that the America of George Washington was bad?
See, no, I'm saying that there are people behind the scenes who are maneuvering and manipulating this country back under Roman rule. Because, first of all, the King of England was a Protestant, and the colonies were Protestant. And the Roman Catholic Church has been after, the Pope of Rome has been after to control the United States.
Now you're going to tell me Henry VIII is good?
Who?
You're going to tell me Henry VIII is good now?
I didn't say it was good, and that's not what I'm implying. What I'm saying is, as far as the power structure is concerned, and power struggle is concerned, the Pope of Rome has been after for 1,500 years. I'm going to ask you a question. What is one of the largest murdering organizations in the world in the last 1,500 years that still exists? And in 1940, was responsible for 600,000 to 1 million Serbian Christians and Croatia.
Well, you're going to say the Jesuits.
Jesuits were only part of it. You had Franciscan friars. You had monks. That ran the armies. Matter of fact, a guy named Avro Manhattan wrote a book about it.
But see, I said that. Hold on just a second. I said I was going to go to calls quickly. Do you realize that you've been going for 4 minutes. Do you realize that five. Did you know if I let you keep going, they won't get to talk?
Well, okay, I'm sorry, but get Daryl Everhart on your show, if you would, please, and have him. He has a lot more information than I do, but I think it would be an excellent subject to cover.
Yeah. I just have to be honest with you, and I appreciate the call, that I don't know about Daryl's information, but I'm a lot of what I hear about the Catholics, I happen to have a pretty big grasp, somewhat, of history, and just some of it, some of it's not true. And it's the same thing with saying the Jews run everything. Well, I mean, is there a criminal sect which is actually anti-Jew? that is in control of dominant Judaism? Yes. Are there a bunch of Jewish groups decrying it? Yes. You know, any time, I think any time, you know, you say the Jews are one monolithic thing, or the Catholics are one monolithic thing, or the Protestants are one monolithic thing, I think you really lose the big picture. And the globalists love that. But if we can all agree that, hey, it's bad for Ratzinger, Benedict, to be saying we need a one-world government and a new world order, I mean, that's ridiculous and horrible, and I'm saying it's bad. Look, we have a world government. It's in our face. Let's fight it. Instead of just perseverating and obsessing on how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, on who is running it, let me tell you who's got the money. Okay, let me tell you who's got the money. It is the Rothschilds. They've got $300 trillion. That's been in major Russian newspapers. That's their aggregate holdings. I mean, $300 trillion, folks. But they tell you Bill Gates is the richest man in the world. The Catholic Church has had great lands. The Catholic Church has done a lot of corrupt things. The Catholic Church did control empires and through the rudders, that is, the maps that told them where to go in the oceans. But the Catholic Church, you know, you've got one branch down in Latin America saying take over America and La Reconquista, and you've got other branches saying something else. And really, I think it's a corrupt, staid, Masonically controlled organization. I mean, has the Catholic Church done incredibly corrupt things throughout history? Of course they have. The power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts, absolutely. Is it just a Byzantine structure that's totally worm-eaten? Yes. I don't even know what you're talking about. But do I think that Rome is running everything? I think Rome is involved in part of the same program, clearly. And so what does it matter when the Illuminati took it over or who founded the Illuminati? Number one, the Illuminati was not founded by Adam Weishaupt. You know, we say the modern incarnation of it in 1775 and really got funding in 1776. Well, it's well known the Rothschilds actually funded him. Most of the colleges were Catholic, and he was working to overthrow religion, at least in the Illuminati documents they captured. They were actually working to overthrow the Protestantism and Catholicism and to overthrow all the monarchs. But then later it came out that other monarchs were actually funding it to overthrow their cousins. And so it's more sophisticated in all of this cloak and dagger. We know, though, the cloak and dagger is going on. We know the agenda. And see, when you go and you say it's the Catholics, or you go and you say it's the Jews, or you go and you say it's the Protestants, you automatically neutralize the people that are listening who are in those groups. And then it's false information, I believe, to say it's one group. No, it is widespread. It is in every major leadership. And people, I don't want to minimize how bad it is, how widespread it is. I mean, we were talking about with this big CIA commander last hour. He had to admit that our government really helped found and fund the modern Muslim extremism. But then he'll put a spin on that. Well, see, the Illuminati is big with the Muslims. Did you know that? They have whole shrines, whole orders that are where they worship Allah. Did you know that? That's on their temple walls. They are masters at being in control of all the major levers. And I really want to go to your calls here. Charles in Texas. Charles, go ahead.
What is the significance of the day May the 1st in occultism? I've heard you talk with it.
It is a Luciferian, pagan holiday of human sacrifice. It's the High Holy Day. And so, of course, it's when they have May Day for the communists. And
in China, that was the Chinese Revolution, right? May Day?
No, May Day is just something celebrated by communist movements.
And I know on May 1st, 1786, they brought about the Grand Constitution of the 33rd Degree of Masonry, correct? In London with the King of Prussia? Have you heard that before?
Yes.
Is it, you think that the Masonry controls the Vatican, or is the other way around?
It's, there are technologies of manipulation, secret societies.
I know that they paid a lot of homage to the Crusaders, the Knights Templar.
Yeah. Let me try to answer your question on the other side. Thanks for the call. I really can't do it in 30 seconds, but I'll come back and try to hurriedly do it and then And then we'll, it's a philosophy, folks. It can take the form, it can take the shell of anything. We'll be right back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
This is how it works. There's an elite who pass down the technology, the knowledge of propaganda, of manipulation of societies. And it goes back to the pyramids, back to Babylon, back to the first civilizations and technology. And they had secret societies to guard the mathematics of temple building. And that was more valuable than diamonds or rubies. It was the most valuable thing to those societies. So they made secret societies to guard them. So, of course, they're a cult because they predate Christianity by, 2,000 years. Judaism by 1,000. And
Then those technologies got handed down, and those secret societies grew, and it's basically whoever seizes control of them and whoever controls those networks. And so from day one in every organization, they're there infiltrating and working to then take it over, and they always have other powerful friends and other groups, which are all part of the same structure, who will help them get into power, and then they help those guys get into power. And so it's like a secret. Look, it's an intelligence agency. They didn't call them intelligence agencies 500 years ago. They called them secret societies. And a monarchy, whether it was in France or Italy or in one of its nation states or in Corsica, it didn't matter. There would always be a secret society or an order, the Order of the Garter, the Order of the Shield, the Order of the... who were these knights who would sneak around killing people and sneak around doing business deals and sneak around engaging in subterfuge, or I'm sending my knights to this country to get me information and make deals and inquire about... I mean, that's just how it's done. That's just, I mean, it's just intelligence operations. But the government's told you there's no intelligence operations, there's no secret societies, there's no corruption. And so to say that it's bad people. We fight corruption. We fight evil. We fight centralized organized crime. I mean, really, what are intelligence agencies? They're organized crime. You go, well, what do you mean? Anytime you give somebody secrecy and power, even if it started good, it's going to go bad. And, you know, secrecy, power, corruption, arrogance, it all happens. And that's what these secret societies are. And they're in control of the dominant Protestants. They're in control of the Catholics. They're in control of the Jews, predominantly. They're in control of the black leaders. They're in control of the Chinese. And does it mean we're against Chinese or we're against Jews or we're against Germans? And again, it's part of their plan to get us to obsess on one group. Whereas I can get up here and criticize the corruption of Israel carrying out terror attacks. It's been in their newspapers. But I'm not saying it's because Jews are devil creatures and then Jews love my show and are waking up and fighting it. You know, it's like the whole Republican-Democrat thing. People hear me criticize Bush, I must be a Democrat. It's the complete opposite. People hear me criticize a Democrat, oh, I must be an evil Republican. No, I'm criticizing evil. I'm criticizing centralization of power. I'm criticizing the abuse of power. It's just that simple. Let's go ahead and talk to, who's up next here? Fred in South Dakota. Go ahead, Fred.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, I got a good question here. Something that even Colin Powell and Tommy Franks and even William Westmoreland could figure out. You attack when your enemies are weakest. They teach them that in... cool, don't they, these generals?
Yeah, that's what Andrew Jackson always said. Hit them where they're weak.
All right. Now, this country has had natural disasters. Now, what about these leaders of this supposed Al-Qaeda organization? Now, they ought to be turning in their general stars.
Well, number one in the art of war is you attack because you can win and because it's good for your overall regime. No Arab on earth would attack the globalist independently, knowing it would bring down the wrath of the empire. I mean, it's just pure baloney.
See what I mean, though?
It's all garbage. And then you look at the actual data, it jives with the common sense, the motive.
That's right. See, they've revealed themselves in that way. They've not attacked during a natural disaster when the enemy's at its weakest, so therefore they don't exist.
Well, it's common sense. There's different strata. There are real Arabs wearing headbands with big beards, sweating and beating their wives. But they're funded by a guy who works for a crime group who's funded by another group that's funded by our government.
Right.
In every case, we know. I mean, people don't independently go out and blow things up. They're always led. And every time we follow who's leading them, it leads right back to the Mossad, right back to MI6, right back to the CIA.
Follow the stratification. You do.
It's compartmentalization. Yeah, the strata is a good way to put it.
Well, I thought I'd put that in to see what you thought about it, and that should reveal everything that's going on right now.
Well, I mean, you're using common sense. That's very evil.
Yes. They probably track me down now.
Okay. Well, there's a problem. The people they'd use to track us down are coming over to our side.
We'll see. What they do is they step on us. We're like a mushroom. Little spores go everywhere.
I've heard that before, yes.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate your call. You bet. Yep, it must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Welcome back, Alex Jones Show here, ladies and gentlemen. We've also called it in other incarnations, Real Talk Radio. Real issues of significance that actually affect you and your family. Often imitated, never duplicated. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm going to take a few calls before we end this hour. We got about 26 minutes, well, exactly 26 minutes left. And we'll talk to Nathaniel and Ruben, and that'll probably be it. We'll have to hold off on calls after those two, because we've got Kevin Smith in studio, and Kevin brought by some DynCorp articles from a few years ago from, of all places, Soldier of Fortune, and we've interviewed the colonel, the head of Special Forces Magazine, Soldier of Fortune, I guess you could call it Mercenary Magazine, And I was also on a national TV show with him that aired on country music television where he talked about if they come for his guns or with the Patriot Act, he's going to have a shooting war with them. So the magazine does do a pretty good job, and they were the first mainstream U.S. Magazine to talk about this, and they talked about it to a key group of people, the military that tends to, and police for that matter, law enforcement, that tend to read the magazine. So we'll talk about that in just a few minutes, then kind of mesh it with the new reports that are coming out, the confirmed evil that's happening. But before we do that, this is the last week. Next week it will not be available. We've extended it for 1 week, and that week is already half over. On the 7th, we're going to get rid of this special. You can get 5+ months, almost 6 months, to be technical, 5.3 months, free when you get a PrisonPlanet.tv yearly membership. And it'll be 2 months, 2 years in April. So in about 2 months, it will be 2 years since we launched PrisonPlanet.tv. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of audio interviews. I don't know, 4 or 5 a week. The best interviews from the show put up there in high quality for you. My weekly TV report, now weekly, a weekly interview with somebody in studio. We shoot the interview, edit it, add documents, put it on the web. All 14 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book. Normally an e-book is about $6.95. You get a whole bunch of ebooks, all my films. It's ridiculous, folks. Normally, one song, from the podcasting from Apple computers. What's that called, Kevin? Where they you go onto the Apple website and download music? It doesn't matter. It'll pop in my head in a second. One song's $1 or $2. You get hundreds of audio interviews, hundreds of TV shows, dozens and dozens of special reports, ebooks, all my films for 15 cents a day if you get a monthly subscription for $5.95. But almost a half year free right now if you get the yearly subscription at PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's a great activist center to go download the videos, the audios, burn them on CD, give them to people. It is so effective, you cannot imagine the effect it's been having. It is massive. It is huge. Maybe you can imagine it, but you need to set your sights even higher because it's just having a huge effect. And at the same time, what's even better is hard copies of the videos, the DVDs, the VHS, the high quality, to be able to make copies off of those and give those to your friends and family and neighbors or air them on Access TV. When people put my videos on, say, in L.A. Access TV, there's hundreds of thousands of people that watch it. Believe me, we're getting a response from folks out there that are doing that. Keep it up. Or when they air my stuff on Houston Access TV almost every day, or all over the country, I just want to commend you. So go to InfoWars.com and order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart the books on tape, the DVDs, the films. My new film, Martial Law, is really good, folks. It's really having an effect. People need to have that, and it won't be seen if you don't get it. Or my new film, The Order of Death, when you get it, you get absolutely free the updated 2005 edition of Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, both on one VHS or one DVD, two films. So here's the toll-free number to call and order if you're not online, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, without further ado, in the last month, I was basically threatened to shut up about DynCorp, and it's kind of the delayed response. I hadn't been talking about it a lot lately, but I was just told through two different grapevines, military intelligence, just they're very angry at you, you better shut up. From very serious sources, and I take those serious, but I don't care. That means I'm hurting them, and I'm only going to increase the attack now. Bullies try to intimidate me. I'm not saying I'm even a tough guy. It's just that I'm like for lack of a better term, I'm a jackass. And that's in the Bible. I'm allowed to use that. I really am. I'm like a mean donkey, folks. It's just, I'm going to bite you. I'm going to kick you. You start trying to beat me over the head with something, I'm just going to get even more stubborn. And so, I mean, it's just you know, the jackass keeps on a-coming. I'm sorry. Or maybe I'm more like a mule, but even more stubborn. But it means I'm hurting them. It means that, the people in the slave camps are that much closer. They'll probably never release them unless we take over the government and then have to invade these countries. And, of course, then we wouldn't, because it'd be for a real reason. But at least we can cut back on the kidnapping. And the governor has now come out in Illinois and said it's disgraceful, it's horrible. Why isn't the government stopping it, much less saving the other kids? Because it's in the Chicago Tribune. Something I didn't even know. DynCorp and Halliburton, they're involved too, have lobbyists on the Hill openly lobbying to have the Pentagon not enforce the law and let them basically run slave camps on their military bases in the Balkans, from Bosnia and Herzegovina over into Macedonia, and then, of course, all over the Middle East. So for all the sickos that hate Arabs and want to kill them all, well, this is white people in Asia, that have been shipped to Asia. This is white people taken out of Eastern Europe and Central Europe. I think they're all just as valuable, but you know, those little Christian kids, they're not Al-Qaeda. I know you'll probably say they are and figure out some way to ignore this evil so you don't have to do anything about it. But I've got to say that we wanted to go back and thank Soldier of Fortune. I did have the colonel on a few years ago to thank him on air and have him talk about it, but Kevin brought these news articles back in, and so without further ado, Kevin, good to have you in here with us.
Oh, I would like to say it's a pleasure. Of course, this topic doesn't make it that, but, you know, this is something we touched on a few years ago. It's in your videos, and so many things coming at you all the time. You know, you kind of tend to move on to the next big story, but this is something that needs to stay on the front burner. We can't allow this to slide back. And, you know, I was looking at a forum the other day, and somebody was critical of Waco, and they said, well, those people were cooking drugs, and they were running guns, and they were molesting children. And I thought, no, that's the government's business, you know. That's not the case at all. And these defenseless, these weak children that can't defend themselves, I mean, it's our job to protect them. And, you know, camp followers, prostitution, old business. You know, you get your company paycheck, you pay for your food at the company store.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I don't, truck with prostitutes, but, you know, that's one thing. This is totally different.
Yeah, and making a choice as an adult is one thing, but when they're defenseless children being kidnapped and, you know, and to, not to belittle, you know, other people, but, you know, healthy white baby, blonde-haired, blue eyes, of course, there's a premium for that. And it's, unfortunately, a lot of times it doesn't get our attention, you know, until...
Go ahead and do the Raising Arizona invitation.
I got as close as I could. I myself was worth $50,000 in 1962 dollars. But, you know, we've got to go out there and defend these children. And it's bad enough when there's sexual predators out there that are doing this, you know, baby eaters, human veal, I like to call it. Unfortunately, I don't like to, but that's bad enough when it's an individual. But when it's mechanized and it's corporatized and, you know the way corporations work, you can't touch someone in a corporation. The corporation shields them from that, and especially when it's overseas.
Well, it's because our government is totally evil. There are laws against all of this, but it's because our government's making money off of it that nothing's going to happen.
I mean, we just got to step up. And, you know, this is out there. There's mainstream news touching it. Of course, like you say, they don't say, hey, what happened to these children? You know, but I can remember articles in the past where people were servicing Evergreen 747s, and it's in the night, and 400 children are being marched onto this plane in the middle of the night, and this refueler's like, where are you going with these people? And there's three or four Child Protective Services people riding herd, and they're, none of your business. Get back to your business. And he went and checked the manifest, and, hey, going to Saudi Arabia nonstop. And, you know, if you don't think we're being treated like cattle, I mean, look at this. I mean, we are being treated.
Well, that's how it started in Serbia, there in the Balkans, is that DynCorp employees and CIA people and others were just watching planes every day taking off, and they just said, hey, I'm not going to go along with this. And they said, you're fired. They sued and won, and it came out 200,000 children. I mean, that's in one operation. This is, I can't believe there's a market that big, that there's that many maggots.
Yeah, well, that's just one small Eastern European country, you know, and there's an estimated 4 million women and children and small boys that work in this industry. If you
well,
call
that's old
industry.
Numbers. In 2003 alone, out of Central Europe, 1.1 million women and children were kidnapped.
Well, they go into an area that's devastated. I mean, it's ripe for the picking, you know, and they've got the cover. And, you know, hey, after a hard day of enforcing UN mandates to shack up with my 12-year-old twins, I mean, it's just disgusting. And we've got some numbers from UNICEF from 2002, and again, these are old numbers, But UNICEF reports that there are 200,000 child prostitutes in Thailand. Now, that's a sex destination. 400,000 in India. Get this, between 244 and 325,000 in the U.S. alone. In the U.S., good old U.S. of A., 100,000 in the Philippines, 100 in Taiwan, 100 in Brazil, and 35,000 in West Africa. And we see these numbers, and you made a quote from Stalin about the story of one person being a story, and a big number is just it's a fact or it's a statistic. And just try to put yourself in, think, empathize a little bit. Defenseless children, you know, that didn't choose this, been stripped away from their family, and, you know, what's going to be the end result of this? Are these people going to see adulthood? You know, if they do, what kind of shape are they going to be in?
Well, it's well known that a lot of them, when they get pregnant repeatedly or get old and aren't good anymore, they just kill them.
Mm-hmm. Or they've got something else for them to move
well,
into.
Well, that's the thing. Most of the people being kidnapped and taken out, a lot of them are being sold and being adopted, and the families just think it's an adoption agency. They don't know they were kidnapped. That's been totally proven. That's one thing. Then most of them are going to literally be chained to a sewing machine. But then, yeah, they're going to Israel or Saudi Arabia or Thailand. It is for to be raped by pig demons who deserve to be executed.
And I know in Israel there's not even, they've tried, but there are no laws on the books against this. This is perfectly legal.
Israel, according to the numbers, is number two in the world. Saudi Arabia is number one.
And again, well, look at the per capita. I mean, you know, what kind of size of a country are we talking about? Those are small countries, population-wise. You know, when there was a five-year study, and again, this goes back to 2002, and it was conducted by an NGO called End Child Prostitution in Asia. And they compiled data on 160 foreign males who were arrested by police forces in Asian countries. Now, remember, there's only 160, so what did these guys do to get arrested? Basically, they probably didn't pay, or they killed the child that didn't allow the pimp to continue to make money, so they were arrested. But they revealed the countries of origin. 40 of the abusers were from the USA, 28 from Germany, 22 from Australia, 19 from the UK, 10 from France, Japan, Canada, Switzerland, Sweden. It goes on, the, you know, Western European nations. So, you know, we're looking at abusers from the developed countries going to these undeveloped countries to get, you know, again, human veal. And I don't understand, you know, what's the attraction of doing this to some defenseless, undeveloped person? I mean,
well, bottom line, these are human detritus. These are scrofulous maggots. They all need to be executed. But the bigger point is, why is our government condoning this when it's all illegal? Why are they giving DynCorp and others these contracts? And it shows that, you know, Nero had all the power, and he would kill a little boy almost every morning. He had these, and this is in mainstream history books, he would have parties where he would dress up like a werewolf, and then he would come bite chunks out of people's necks, and blood would spray everywhere. I'm sorry you don't want to hear this, folks. This is who runs our country. This is what throughout the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Babylonians, to a certain extent, the Romans. This is when they really get evil. You know, the Nazis, the communists, all of it. But he would dress up in like a wolf. Total psychopath, and go around doing this. Finally, got so psychopathic he killed himself. Thank God. But the bigger question is, why is the average American in such denial? It's like, Alex, I really don't care about those kids. I got to watch the Rose Bowl tonight. And don't you, Kevin? Yeah, I'm going to be fighting the New World Order while you're watching the Rose Bowl, buddy. So seriously, I'll be on TV tonight up against the Rose Bowl talking about how it's a disgusting gladiatorial diversion. You know, I mean, if we had everything fixed in this country, or at least it wasn't this bad, sure, maybe I'd watch the Rose Bowl. I was teasing you. But I know you're going to be going to a Rose Bowl party. I've been invited to it, so I mean, I'm not completely teasing you. But no, seriously, this shows how far it's gone, and that they have lobbyists. I mean, this isn't Alex Jones or Kevin Smith. This is the Chicago Tribune saying, yes, it's white slavery lobbyists in D.C., and the Pentagon won't stop it. In fact, guys, I always say I'm going to play this, and I don't. Can you find the Cynthia McKinney clip? We'll just play 2 minutes of it, 3 minutes of it.
Well, you know,
Scott, can you find that? Do you know where that is, Scott? The Cynthia McKinney clip.
With Rummy.
Rumsfeld grilling, can you find that?
Penalty box.
Well, I can't hear his response. What? Okay, great. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, you know, Alex, we're not going to be able to cure society of all its ills and the depravity of individuals out there, but we sure shouldn't be rewarding these industrialized, you know, syndicates that are running this. I mean, isn't it enough that DynCorp gets the no-bid sole source contracts for vaccinations? Isn't it enough that they get probably close to $1 billion a year to spray defoliants all over, you know, the northern part of South America, Colombia, Ecuador, which they're being sued for right now? I mean, isn't it enough that they have all these private security contracts? I mean, when is enough enough?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if it's this evil now, out in the open with lobbyists for white slavery openly, then what is it going to be in 5 years? Maybe they will, like the police will scoop us up in nets and it'll say American beef or long ham and it'll be human in the grocery stores.
Mm.
And, you know, I mean that sarcastically, but that's the only thing that could be worse at the next level. Just, I mean, this shows you who the government is. Again, everybody should be like the governor of Illinois who's standing up and writing letters to the editor saying something needs to be done. I mean, again, they'll have national freakouts over one kidnapped woman, but this is just like, don't talk about it. I mean, call up local radio stations. Call up, say, KLBJ 590. And say, hey, this is in the Chicago Tribune. Are you going to do all your morning shows next week about the 200,000 kidnapped kids? And see what the local station says.
Admitted.
Admitted. Admitted. Admitted. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I told those callers I'd get to them. I'm sorry I can't. I've got to play this DynCorp clip. Now, Cynthia McKinney, this is 10 months ago, back in March of last year, she brings up these points. And notice he doesn't deny it. And then 10 months later, there are lobbyists trying to block any of this being stopped. Okay, so this is the ongoing saga, and she brings up two other key issues, Trillion's missing, and she only brings up a small amount of that, and then she brings up NORAD stand down. Go ahead and roll it.
Gentlelady from Georgia, Ms. McKinney.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccine and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contracts today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response, but would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question, hopefully by the end of the week.
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're not generally not barred in perpetuity.
This contract, this company was never in the penalty box.
So okay.
You can proceed to my second
That's
question.
Good. We're out of time on that. But I mean, listen, he doesn't even deny it. It's just, oh, you go in a penalty box, which they never were even in. So next time somebody kidnaps a bunch of kids, just why not have them go on the news and go, hey, I'm DynCorp, and the cops will go, hey, let him on out. You know, I mean, it's two rules. See, there's a rule for the rest of society, and then these guys can do everything, Kevin. So that's 10 months ago. Now we know there's lobbyists up there with the Pentagon lobbying, Rumsfeld's lobbying, to keep all this going. Kevin?
Well, another shameless plug for the movie Serenity, but I aim to misbehave. They've riled me up, and we're going to stay on this, and we're going to expose them for everything they're involved with.
Somebody's got to stand up for these people. God bless you all. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.